So the New York Civil Liberties Union has put out a new report which indicates that despite a recent settlement on the issue of solitary confinement, the number of prisoners experiencing solitary confinement has increased to over 38,000 times in 2018, up from 37,600 in 2015. And we're joined now by Michelle Shamis, who is the data and research specialist for the New York Civil Liberties Union. So, Michelle, what were some of the key findings of the report, and also what motivated you to do the report?
Hi, thanks for having me. So, I mean, the main reason we decided to do the report is because solitary confinement and, you know, turning away from the practice across the country and across the world has recently grown. The UN released a report not too long ago talking about the fact that solitary confinement for longer than 15 days is really tantamount to torture, and a few states have already made the move to cap solitary confinement at 15 days. New York's been discussing this for a little while. There's been a bill in the state legislature that was proposed, and you know, as an organization, we really think that this is the right time to do something.
Now, part of the difference was that the the settlement dealt with the traditional form of solitary confinement. They apparently are now shifting a lot of prisoners into what they call keep lock. You know, what's sort of the difference between those two, and why is that still a problem?
Right, that's a great question. So what people commonly refer to as SHU, which is a special housing unit, are really bare cells and cell blocks where there can be as little as just a small trap in the door that from which a prisoner can see light or gets their food delivered. They can't communicate with anybody else in the cell block, and they have 1 hour of out-of-cell time a day, recreation, essentially. Keep lock is a different form of solitary confinement in the sense that it doesn't necessarily take place in a SHU cell. It can, but most commonly it takes place in a general population cell, which means that there are more gated style doors and it's not as isolating, but they are still confined to their cell 23 hours a day.
Now, one of the pieces of data in your report is that, 31% of the inmates in these special housing units have a diagnosed mental health problems. And so is that 31% in the whole unit or 31% that's in this solitary confinement situation? And are they adequately dealing and diagnosing mental health problems among the inmate population?
That is a great question. So, first, I'd like to say that there is a lot of mental illness and mental health issues that are not diagnosed, but that's something we can't comment on. However, the documents that we do have are when a prisoner comes into contact with mental health staff, they get diagnosed and categorized in different levels, and anywhere between level 1 and 4 means that they have some sort of additional mental health needs from a regular person without mental health issues. And we found that 31% of people that were experiencing confinement had were ranked among these levels of needing extra mental health services.
Hmm. Now, I understand that last session, as you mentioned earlier, there was this effort to pass the HALT Act, which would have banned the solitary confinement. That was not passed, but apparently the legislature and the governor said, let's develop some regulations on this. Are these regulations going to solve the problem?
So, I mean, one of the things that we say in the report is the regulations do address some of the problems of solitary confinement, but we really think they're a half measure, and half measure in the sense that they would reduce the solitary population by less than half of the reduction that the HALT Act would bring about. And part of that is because, as you mentioned earlier, there are different types of solitary, and the Department of Corrections regulations do not address keep lock, whereas the HALT Act would. And in addition, the HALT Act also caps solitary confinement at 15 days, which is the UN standard, whereas the DOCS regulations would cap it at 30.
Now, Governor Cuomo and certainly some of the legislative leaders have, you know, try to position themselves as, you know, champions of criminal justice reform. I believe they made some changes this session around some of the bail requirements. You know, we now have the Senate controlled by the Democrats. It's ushered in, you know, a new progressive era in the state legislature. So, you know, given that the Democrats are trying to position themselves as, you know, being more, you know, understanding why we need criminal justice reform, what's the problem with the solitary confinement issue in the Democrats?
I think that it's always difficult to please everybody, but in a situation like this where there's people's lives that are at risk, there's no compromise that can be made. This is not an issue of money or an issue of logistics. This is an issue of human lives. So we really have to do what is necessary, and HALT does much more of what's necessary than the regulations would.
Now, the New York Civil Liberties Union, of course, has sued them in the past, and you guys are, among other things, litigators. You made reference previously that the idea you keep somebody in solitary confinement, I believe, more than 15 days is considered a form of torture by, you know, I guess, like Amnesty International and others. Can you not leverage that classification as a way to force even greater changes than what the governor legislature appear willing to do at this point?
Well, I mean, this is why we released the report, and we're really pushing for HALT, because a lot of the standards currently and the standards that the Department of Corrections is proposing just don't amount to sufficient change. And, you know, as you mentioned, people with mental illnesses, as well as young people, people that are age 55 and older, people with other types of disabilities like hearing impairments or physical disabilities, these are all groups of people that face additional harms on top of the harms that every person faces through solitary confinement. And these are all people that would be protected under the HALT Act and banned entirely, with no exceptions, from ever being placed in solitary confinement. Whereas under the Department of Corrections regulations, they make it a lot more complicated. They don't address age unless someone's under 18. And there's several caveats in the legislation, the proposed amendments to the legislation, that would allow loopholes and workarounds whereby these people could still very easily wind up in solitary confinement. And this is, again, why we think the HALT Act is a much more sufficient measure by which to protect a lot of these vulnerable populations.
So we have 2 minutes left. You know, legislature comes back to Albany in 2 months. You know, what can people do in terms of talking to their legislators about this issue, and what do the prospects look like for getting the type of changes that are needed?
Well, definitely call your senator, speak up, read about the issue, learn about it, talk to it, your friends, colleagues, family about it. And at the end of the day, remember that, you know, a lot of the people that are facing the harms of solitary confinement are people that are citizens of New York, that are just like you and I. And a lot of the harms of solitary confinement are irreparable. So, you know, once someone's paid their debt to society and is, you know, goes back into the general population of the state, they're living with this trauma that's been caused by solitary confinement forever, and that's something that doesn't do anybody any good. So, you know, really just to think about people as part of the community and how this would be better for everyone.
So if people want to, you know, read a copy of the report, find out more about this particular campaign, you know, are there websites and other ways they can connect?
Absolutely. So we have a copy of the report and lots of more information on our website, nyclu.org. And there are also many other organizations that are working on these issues.
And so we've been talking with Michelle Shamus, who is the data and research strategist for the New York Civil Liberties Union. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.